Good morning, everybody. Hello. I was told that I have a figure too authoritative, but the reaction from the crowd reveals that's not the case. Welcome to the second day of the Source to See Global Workshop. My name is Dimitris Faloutsos. I'm the Deputy Regional Coordinator of the Mediterranean Office of GWP. I'm co-leading Transboundary Water Resources Management globally. My professional life has been a bit schizophrenic. I am a freshwater person by experience, but marine person by training. So the Source to See offers kind of way out in my situation. And I'm glad I'm going to assist in facilitating this session that has to do with one of the streams that we discussed yesterday in terms of prioritizing action, and somehow the pollution one. And someone would say, fine, but there are many pollution, types of pollution, so there are many streams or substreams. That's the one thing. The other thing is, in terms of prioritizing the streams, pollution doesn't come alone when it is in place. It has to do a lot with the socioeconomic situation in each one of the basins. So if there is enough money for fertilizers, most probably there are other socioeconomic activities that create other streams, which we need to take into account to prioritize. Going specifically about pollution, there is an effect underestimated most of the times, many pressures. We have sewage, and it's point source pollution and diffuse pollution, sewage and wastewater, bringing along specific pollutants, organic, heavy metals, etc., nutrients. We all understand and have some idea about the effects in the socioeconomic and in the anthropogenic and the in the natural environment. Just to take into consideration the fact that 80% of marine pollution comes from land-based activities, agriculture, industrial activities, forestry, energy production, direct pressures, and also we have consumption creating indirect pressures. All these pollutants are introduced into the system, and it, most of the times they find their way into the food chain, the global food chain. In terms of effects, we all know more or less the connection between nutrients and eutrophication and how this is affecting biodiversity. What we don't know, all of us, is the very same nutrients, when they find their way down, and they do, to groundwater, they cause epidemic of cancers in many agricultural areas, and this is not revealed even in European countries. There are no specific studies in this regard in terms of the epidemy of this kind of let me use the word diseases. Garbage, plastic, it is something that we all have turned into and focus. It's the macro, being able to see the effect, it really sensitizes everyone. I mean, we all have heard or seen the area in the Pacific that's double the size of Texas in terms where plastic is being concentrated, or we have seen pictures of mammals or seabirds with their stomach full of plastics. But there are also the microplastics. There have been cases even that they find their way to the food chain. Nobody really comprehends, as it stands, the extent of the effect to the biodiversity and also human life. But as an indication, there have been cases where the corals, instead of food, they consume microfibers or fibers of plastic. There has been action. The Regional Seas Program of UNEP has been the oldest one tackling with pollution, to the best of my understanding and knowledge. The UNEA has been taking action. There have been decisions in the past with regard to land-based pollution, and I mean we all know and we have been informed about the efforts of having global treaty with regard to plastics. We're gonna have today 8 presentations touching upon the plastics, the wastewater and water and nutrients. The two are interconnected. We hope we get some answers with regard to several questions that we may have as we try to comprehend on the one hand and implement on the other hand the source to sea approach. In my mind, it is introducing the system thinking into the management of natural resources offers a way out in terms of integration and bypassing or overpassing or surpassing or do something about the silos that are in place in terms of management, in terms of managerial decisions, in terms of domains, management systems, etc., etc. And we'll start with plastics. And I hope through these three presentations, we're gonna have the input that will allow a short discussion about what is the role of the freshwater community when it comes to plastics. Are we going to be the ones that collect garbage? Because for sure, we cannot do much when it comes to the life cycle of plastics. And if we do so, or we offer a solution until something is really happening with regard to managing appropriately plastics through its life cycle. So with this in mind, I would like to ask Mr. Henrik Nielsen from the Agency of Marine and Water Management of Sweden and Mrs. Sumaiya Arabi, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment for South Africa. We have Mr. Nielsen face to face here with us and Mrs. Arabi. Virtually?
I don't think so.
Okay, so please, Henrik, the floor is yours. You're gonna speak about the socioeconomic analysis of the costs of inaction of plastic debris leakage into a river basin I cannot pronounce in South Africa.